Great version of the Big O song California Blue there from Damien Leith, who did a big Roy Orbison tribute, went over to America, recorded it. I think Barbara Orbison certainly gave it the thumbs up at the time. And he's a great performer in his own right. He got involved in this Talent Quest thing. But forget all that. I'm not even going to ask about that, because he's a performer in his own right now. And he's coming to the casino, the Reef Hotel Casino, Bar 36, as part of a St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be a real party, Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day weekend. And of course, Damien, being Irish, you see, Irish Australian there, he's going to get right into this. And he's on the blower at the moment. Good morning, Damien Leith.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm really good. It's so lovely to talk to you. The last time I saw you and saw you perform was in the Barossa Valley when you did a wonderful night there, packed house, and it was a wonderful, wonderful show.
No, well, thank you very much. I love performing, I have to say. You do a lot of things with music over the years, you know, recording and writing and all the rest, but nothing comes close to actually being on stage and just performing.
Now, you're going to, this is sort of, it's going to be a Celtic sort of thing happening, as I understand, at the casino on those dates I mentioned. And they're Celtic rockers, a mob called Claymore. Now, I haven't seen Claymore live, but what do you guys exactly do on the day to make this a real St. Patrick's Irish celebration?
Well, look, Claymore, they're Celtic rock, and they kind of they almost infuse the Celtic rock sound also with some Australian sound, because they've got the didgeridoo there as well, along with bagpipes and rock guitar and a whole lot. So they kind of cover the Scottish side of Celtic music, where I cover the Irish side of Celtic music. And the whole idea of the entire day will be, it's a celebration and it's fun. It's we want people dancing, singing along, having a good time, all through, you know, Celtic music, fiddles, violins, Irish drums, all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be just a really big night, I think, for anyone who turns up.
Now it's being promoted, when I saw Celtic Crack Party, you go, oh, Crack Party. No, it's not that crack. Crack in Irish basically means what? A good time?
It does, yeah. Everybody always says in Ireland, it's great crack, or it's, let's do it for the crack. And the crack means let's do it for the fun, the good time. And it's spelled different as well, C-R-A-I-C. So it's a real common thing. If you're in Ireland and anyone says, oh, the crack was mighty, it means you just had an incredible time. This is all about the crack. Really, truly, it's about the fun.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Now, of course, you'll be here in Cairns doing that party, that Celtic celebration, if you like. But on other St. Patrick's Day, when Damien Leith and his family maybe are not working, what do you do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day here in Australia?
To be totally honest, I generally don't do a whole lot. I like to almost treat it like an Easter Sunday, if you would. Kind of like that. It'd be more about a meal, maybe a Guinness. I always like to have a Guinness on St. Patrick's Day, just to make it official. You know, just it just kind of cements it for me. But really, it's more a case of me ringing home. I ring Ireland, I ring all my family, catch up with them, see what they're all up to. Like I say, it's about a meal and just a get-together. Because St. Patrick's Day, really, in Ireland, even though it's synonymous with everybody going out and celebrating and singing and drinking and a whole lot, but really what it comes down to is it's families coming together. It is our official day where we all just come together.
Yeah.
So that's really what it's all about.
Now, there's a local band up here called The Crooves, and they'll be there as well. Have you heard the guys before?
Look, I haven't actually. I haven't. I've heard that they're fantastic. The guys in Claymore told me that they're brilliant. So I've heard they're amazing. So I'm looking forward to doing the show with them as well.
Yeah. Damien, you did the Roy Orbison thing over in America, and that was, I saw a video of that, and you were quite moved by that. And when I play those songs on Fab FM, and I listen to them now, California Blue, we just had on, one of Roy's big songs, it's almost like the spirit of Roy was with you when you did that album.
Well, look, I definitely felt like it was in many respects. You know, when I went over there, I had a couple of days to roam around before we even started recording. And I roamed around to a lot of the places where he originally did record, and I managed to get access to those studios, the studios that nowadays you don't even, you're not even allowed into them. So I managed to get access into those rooms to sit in the same place where, say, he sung Crying, where he recorded Crying.
Yeah.
And just, there was a vibe about being there. I have to say, there was an energy, or maybe it was just pure inspiration. Just by being there, I was just like, oh, this is inspiring. This just feels incredible. So there was definitely something about that whole recording process that just felt right.
And why did you do it? Were you a big Roy Orbison fan? Was Roy Orbison an influence on any of your music?
Oh, look, definitely growing up, Roy always played a part in growing up. It was always, you know, Roy Orbison was always played because all my family loved Roy Orbison. And a lot of the things that have influenced me certainly came from my parents and the rest of my family. But really, the turning point for me with Roy was more the fact that that there was this connection with Barbara Orbison. I did a song on the talent show that I was on all those years ago. I did Crying, and Barbara Orbison got in touch and said that she really enjoyed my performance. And that kind of started a bit of a to and fro between myself and Barbara and the record company. The album itself came about purely because Barbara and the record company were interested in creating an album for what would have been his 75th birthday. And they asked me to do it. So it was a huge honor. To get to do it was a huge honor in itself. You know, to work with Barbara, to work with people associated with Roy, it was just an incredible thing to get to do.
Well, you absolutely nailed it. But that was 8 years ago, your most recent album. As I understand, you've done a gospel album, which is sort of performing the songs of sort of Elvis Gospel's career, that sort of thing.
Yeah, look, I brought that out last year. It actually... to go along with the tour that I was doing. I had this massive tour last year, and it was inspired by Elvis's gospel, but at the same time, fairly much kind of my own versions as well. So it was a little bit different in the sense that we really didn't go out to try and emulate Elvis's work in any way, really, at all. It was just, I always found that his voice just sounded so beautiful on those songs that I thought, okay, well, look, if I'm going to do a gospel album, there's a collection of songs I want to do. And the album was great. Like, it got a great response, and we managed to do a really big tour out of it, which had a massive band. We had 14 people on stage with us, so it was a big undertaking, but a great show to do.
Look, I'm quite amazed, Damien Leith, at what you tackle, and you do tackle a wide variety of things. You tackle the Celtic music. I've seen you do that. You do the sort of modern pop stuff. You've had a go at the Orbison stuff. You've had a go at the gospel stuff. You've even done a song that I play here on the station, End of the Line, the Travelling Wilburys. So it's such a broad range. Is there anything that you particularly get great satisfaction out of doing and saying, yes, this is what I really love?
Look, what I really love is my own stuff, the stuff that I write. And that's been kind of my big balancing act over the years, is trying to get, an even sort of keel for doing the cover stuff on top of my own original stuff. I'm certainly known better for doing other people's songs, which is great, and I love all those songs. But really, there's nothing like getting on stage and singing your own song and seeing how people respond to it. When people are enjoying the one that you wrote yourself, you just feel, oh, wow, this is an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
So that's probably the main area that I get satisfaction.
Okay, well, this is going to be great. This is St. Patrick's Day weekend. We'll put this up on our podcast. We'll also put the details of how you can get tickets. But look, Damien Leith, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. As I said, we've got lots of your songs on the playlist, and it was quite, you were one of the original people I did put on the playlist. I think you're an amazing talent. And such you're a diverse talent and a nice man at the same time, and we thank you and have a great day for St. Patrick's Day.
I will indeed. All right, take care, and great to chat to you.
Great to chat with you. That's Damien Leith there. Damien Leith, who's performing at the casino down there on the dates of St. Patrick's Day weekend, the Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of March. Entertainment kicks off with the Crooves. That's our local group, and Damien will be thrilled when he hears them. They're fantastic. And the St. Paddy's Day Sunday session starts on the Sunday at 6:30 p.m. It'll be at the casino live, bar 36. Just amazing stuff. Anyway, here's Damien Leith. This is a song I love from Damien Leith called Got My Mind Set On You. And I'll tell you what, get your tickets.